Well, thank you very much for playing our little game here at the end, Emily. It's been great. We're going to stick around. We're going to do a little post-show chat with you a little bit longer for our Patreon members. But for everybody else, we're super thankful for you joining us for this hour to learn a little bit about Emily. I hope you enjoyed it. We're very thankful for all of our Patreon and Venmo supporters. So appreciative that we can keep bringing you great episodes with all kinds of really interesting people from all around our different communities. And if you are new and you haven't already followed us on social media, please look up the Mile 99 interview across all the platforms, Facebook, Instagram. As I mentioned, we're on Venmo and Patreon for any donations. We definitely appreciate that. And we love posting all kinds of interesting content, stories, and such. And we really encourage people to tag us whenever you're out and you just are on an adventure. Let us know about it. We'd love to share your stories and all of that and really just amplify the community. So we can't wait to see you all at the lottery. I know you won't be there in person, Emily, but I'm sure you'll be there in spirit if you're not watching the live stream. But we'll absolutely see you at the event in June next year for sure. And we hope to see lots of really excited people at the lottery this weekend. I know it's going to be great. We hope we'll have a lot of people in the audience that get drawn. That's always a great time. So we will see you at the auditorium. Let's leave it with that and bring your lucky charm box. All right. Thanks all, and take care. Good night.
See you on the trail. Bye.
Right, we're off the live stream and we are now in the post show.
Sweet. Thanks, Greg. So I just had some questions. Salmon Falls is super near and dear to my heart. It was one of the I got surprised. I was coached for a while by Sally McCray, and she surprised me and ran that race and waited for me at the finish line. And because that's the vibes of trail running, right? I mean, you just So it's very near and dear. The race directors and the people who run that organization are wonderful humans. It's a nonprofit. So you're not going to see a lot of discount codes floating around because all of the proceeds go to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Association. And so super important and wonderful work that they do with Clipton for Life, or I think they're just Clipton now. Anyways. They're amazing. But you've gone back. You went and you keep going back. And you do some pretty big things. What is drawing you to that race?
Yeah, I mean, being right there is super nice. It's like the perfect time of year to get in a 50K. Like you said, like another part of the community, we get to go support. It's beautiful and I love it. It's become a really good kind of tester on fitness and like things we've been working on over even the winter season. What areas we need to work on. This past year, it was actually like we talked about in the show, it was maybe my biggest indicator I've had on pouring out before races. I went to Sedona for Terek's North American team camp, and I was there for a week, and then we did a photo shoot there, and I came back to race Salmon Falls over that weekend. And when I got back, I realized how exhausted I was from the week, and I saw that in the race. I just felt how much tired I was just from pouring out and being with my team, which I loved it. I loved every second, but I realized I had gone over my line. And so it was a really good indicator and super great to have that at the beginning of the year before the season kind of really officially started. And I could take that knowledge and put it in for the races to come next. I love that race. I'm going back next year too.
Yeah, because registration, I believe, sorry, registration just
Yesterday.
opened up
Oh,
for it.
today. Yeah,
Yeah,
today your time.
yeah, and you're in a Jess?
No, should I?
I thought you were
Yeah,
sitting in a minute.
come on.
I mean, I can't. It's just, it's, I volunteer there. I'm always at the first aid
Oh, yeah.
station. So, like, all the big races around here, I have run them so many times that now I just, not so many times, but enough that I take our ultra season as my volunteer season, like very seriously. It's like my training to do the Canyons aid station. Like I got to get in a bunch of these mini aid stations. So like my brain starts clicking because, you know, aid station captaining for a big race like Canyons, I don't take lightly. So I prepare for it. My kids prepare for it. If my kids don't get a bunch of little volunteer races before, they will forget how to behave at an aid station. So I'm always at, that's like our first one because it's Pedro Hill. It's the first stop. Not a lot of people, you get a big stop. No one stops really. I mean, some people in the back who need a little sandwich because it's cold do, but it's very cold. I think my kids were like laying in the tall grass in rain jackets last year. Something silly. But maybe I could run it.
Yeah, well, you have to pick one race as you're like, get ready for Sonoma race. So you got to pick one.
It's true. I really love
Sonoma. And your kids are so efficient. They will be all over that aid station.
True.
They could run it themselves.
Yeah.
Have your older daughter. She is totally ready to be the captain.
Yeah. Agreed.
Getting booted already. But yeah, I love that race. It's, even if it's wet, the trails there drain pretty quickly. So even if it's a wet year here, it still can be a pretty fast course. You only have one big climb, and then in the second half it's cruising. And so you did cruise 1 year, and the next year, are you gonna cruise again? Gonna win again?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
I'm gonna cruise.
Yeah,
there's some speedy people.
there are because it is the race. Like some people are just like built for that first 50K of the season. They're just like, see ya. Mm-hmm. And so I love that. I had something else in my brain to talk to you about. Coaching, Salmon Falls. Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. It's in my notes. Do you guys have anything? Mm-hmm. Hold on. I had something. Do you? Oh, I was going to talk about your citizenship, if that's okay to talk about.
Yeah.
Because you are not an American citizen. You're on a visa here. And I don't really know anything about that. And I think it's interesting, someone who races in the United States so much, like, and who lives here down the street from me, like, how do you, after college, I'm guessing, you're kind of done with that like educational part of a visa. And then do you have to switch, you know, like how long can you be here and all of that? What's going on?
Well, I'm really glad you asked because right now it's my favorite topic to talk about. I have been on a school visa, a study visa for 10 years. So my whole time I've been here over there. And I went, and then with the U.S., it's really cool. You get a year work experience at the end of any degree you get. So did undergrad and worked for a year, and then went to grad school, and then was on that experience year. But then because I was in a STEM program, I can apply for an extension. So that's from the 1 year, you get 3 years. And so that was in that extension. But I applied for a professional athlete visa. And I just got it like a couple weeks ago.
What?
So exciting. And yeah, so I'm technically on a professional athlete visa right now. And that opens up a lot more doors for me. So I can start applying for other visas or like a green card, that sort of thing. So that's very exciting. And for like the green card process and more permanent visas, there's a lot of requirements to be in the States fully, and you're not like allowed to leave or travel or any of those things. And so the route I've chosen to take is through the professional athlete visa. And I mean, I'm so grateful to have it approved, because once I'm on that, I'm hoping that when I try and apply for a more permanent visa, I can say to them like, hey, like, you gave me this professional athlete visa. This is my job. I have to travel. So as much as like you required me to be here, please, can I get an exception? Because I got to do this. So yeah, that's kind of my path forward. But super exciting to be on that next step and have a different visa. I'm technically on it, but I still have to go to the embassy now when I'm home and get a stamp in my passport.
So what, I mean, that is just like another added level of stress, not even a negative or a positive, but just like another thing in your life that you've had to deal with that a lot of people here don't have to deal with when you're racing or your job. It's just something else that you have to, that's on your plate. You've never express that it has been hard for you, but there, you know, that is extra stress that you're dealing with. So congratulations for navigating that. And I'm hopeful that you can, you know, if you need to get us to sign something for you, we will say she needs to travel. Well, she puts on a show. Have you guys watched the UTMB coverage? Hello.
Thank you. Yeah. And like right now too, to like anyone who listens to this, I have a lot of people in our community actually step up to help me write letters and, you know, say that I am part of the community. I am a professional within the community. Coach Paul Lind and Pat McCurry, they both stay incredible. I am so grateful for all the support. And thank you again for asking and the well wishes. I'm excited.
Yeah, that is really exciting because since you've been young, you can tell them, since I've been little, I have traveled the world and it is part of who I am. And now it's my job. So yes, this is what needs to happen. And we want Emily here if she wants to be here, which I believe she does, to live down the street.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it is cool. And like, maybe, you know, you guys don't have to talk about this, but it's been exciting to, I had to put together a 100-page portfolio. That's what I submitted just a few weeks ago. And yeah, I mean, it was cool. I got to put together obviously all my results and stuff, but I, like you said, like all the following, I mean, as much, you know, backlash as UTMB has had recently, it has taken our sport to another level where I could put down that trail running is a professional sport. And so I'm hoping through, I was the first trail runner to get this visa. I'm hoping this opens doors.
No way.
Yeah. So wow, I had to explain, to the government visa people, like how our sport was professional, which was really cool. So we got to like, put in contracts and prize money and things like that, that information that we are a professional sport. And as much as, you know, we talk about the community races and all of that, which we all love. And it's so cool that there is this top end that is making it professional. And I could say that. And we got approved by a government who doesn't, you know, I mean, who are we? We're not nothing compared to NFL when it comes to like, hey, I'm a football player. Everyone like knows who you are. When you come, I'm a trail runner. Now we're on the same level of like, we get to say we're professional athletes. Pretty cool.
That is so dope. That is so cool. And that you did that because you didn't have to. You could have, with your education, and you know, you could have picked another route. You could have, you know, so you really are setting the tone for so many people and so many opportunities for other people. And that is just so cool. Wow. Wow. Congratulations. And that is scary and nerve-wracking, and thank goodness you're so nice and smart and articulate and you could do all these things. That's wonderful. Congratulations 100 times. That's so great. Yeah, we're excited that you crossed big finish lines, but that is huge. That is like historic, you know, that's like historic change. Like that is so cool. So congratulations. Well, I fangirled enough. Mike, Greg, any other questions before we let her go for a run or wake up?
Yeah, we super appreciate you waking up extra early since it is very early there. And really appreciate your time tonight or this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Exciting to wake up early, get to chat.
Absolutely. Right. Best of luck, and we'll be seeing you on the trails.
That's right. Okay.
See you soon.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.